Good morning, friends. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, middle of the week. Topping our farm news today, Archer Daniels Midland posted its lowest second quarter profit in 5 years yesterday as U.S. trade upheaval and uncertainty around biofuel policies slowed sales, crimped trading, and crop processing margins. The company warned that full year 2025 earnings would drop to the lowest level in 5 years after a weak first half and ongoing challenges in global trade. But its shares gained 5.3% in early trade as the earnings topped expectations, and as ADM forecast a better operating climate later this year, due largely from recent government proposals to increase biofuel use. ADM, a U.S. company, is bracing for the impact of President Trump's sweeping tariffs on most imports, as well as any trade retaliation, which often targets ag products. The U.S. Grains Council has a new name. The mission remains the same, but the name has been changed after 65 years. Now it's the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. Nebraska corn grower Jay Reiner is vice chair of the organization, said it's about positioning the council to get recognized as a leader in more than grains.
Not only are we producing ethanol out of these ethanol plants, but we're getting so much more products that are being derived from ethanol and corn products. You know, like, for example, we're getting plastics, we're getting biochemicals being made now. So that's what we changed our name, so it just kind of flows in with what our mission is.
Reiner said the name has been holding them back internationally.
We've heard from our international offices they wanted a name change. That's what pushed this whole thing the last couple of years. We've been talking about this for at least 2 years. And so, yeah, it was all led by, you know, if it was just the U.S., we wouldn't know anything about it. But our overseas offices, they are really pushing for this.
National corn growers sent a letter to the White House detailing the spiraling economic situation caused by elevated prices for fertilizer and other inputs critical for growing corn, stating, "Unfortunately, the combination of lower corn prices, trade uncertainty, and consistently high costs for fertilizer and inputs, including relevant countervailing duties, has resulted in a calamitous environment for farmers who are trying to plan for harvest and next season." Letter said fertilizers crucial to growing corn have become exponentially costlier. Phosphates have increased by more than 60% during the last decade. At the same time, current corn prices have dropped 14% since the beginning of this year. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a quick break. Be right back with a check of Wednesday morning markets.